Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Lifetime Christmas movies.
I'm Patrick Serrano, and I am a Lifetime movie expert.
I'm Dan, and I despise Lifetime Christmas movies, and this is the Deck the Lifetime Encore podcast!
Oh! Get up on a Saturday! Hello, everybody!
Is that the Saturday remix?
That's the Saturday remix. Get up on a Saturday. Happy Saturday, everybody, and happy first Deck the Lifetime Encore Christmas movie review.
We finally of the holiday season. I feel like we've been reviewing Hallmark Christmas movies for years season, and we're finally getting to a Lifetime.
The preview shows are done.
That's right.
The movies are here. The
movies are here.
And I'm excited about it. Patrick, how are you feeling? You're in the thick of it now, buddy.
So I bought a new ceramic Christmas tree, like those, like your grandma's used to have.
Yeah.
So I am ready. I am here.
They still sell those.
They sell them, Mr. Christmas. I got a sea green one.
Mr. Christmas.
A sea green. What color?
Do you have that? Are you in your office or are you at home?
I'm in my office. I don't have the tree with me. But yeah, it's like a sea foam green, like a, you know, like a minty green.
Kind of like the cactus in the back there? Like a little neat, kind of no.
Yeah, sure. A little less green, a little more blue. But yeah,
I looked it up.
Mr. Christmas seafoam green. Let me see this.
I got it.
Can you show it to me? Oh, I love that. Oh, yes, I have one of those.
Yeah. I mean, you either inherit one. That's the only way you get them.
Yeah.
And you know, my aunts aren't dying anytime soon, so they told me to don't hold my breath is basically what they said.
Well, I will say you watch a lot of Lifetime, so if you were in a
if you're in it to win it, you could have saved some money.
You could have figured out.
That's right.
You could have figured out a way.
You're right. You're right. That's the movie I'm going to write next year.
Right.
It's like someone killing someone for the ceramic Christmas tree.
Seafoam green.
Just like the most pointless murders
of all time. That's right.
Ceramic
tree murder.
Could I buy one of these for $29? Yes.
Yeah. I spent a lot more than that. I spent a lot more than that.
This one's only a foot tall. Is yours just a foot tall or is it a bigger boy?
I think it was 18 inches.
Oh, so 18, it's a foot and a half.
Okay. Let's play closest to the pin here, Nick. Now I'm intrigued.
Closest to the
Price
pin.
Is Right rules. Right.
I love this.
So you spent, obviously, we know it's more than $29. Okay, so I'm going to go with $54.99.
I was going to go with $69.99 is what I was going to go with.
Okay, Dan is closest without going over. It was like $109.
What?
Oh, baby.
$109 for something that's a foot and a half?
Yeah. Well, it has LED lights, okay? And I mention that it's seafoam green?
It's seafoam. It's Christmas tree green. It's seafoam green.
Was the Christmas standard Christmas tree green, was that like less expensive?
Yeah, that was like $60-something.
You saw the, three shades different color and you said, I need it for an extra 50.
That's for me. That's for me.
Yeah. I have to be unique, you know?
When you know, you know.
That's exactly right. Well, shout out to Mr. Christmas. Thank you for doing that. We're talking about Lifetime Christmas movies, which, of course, you can watch on the Philo. We love it. It's great to have a place where all the movies are just in one place,
your holiday movie hub.
Which is very nice. Patrick, this was the first one of the season, I believe, Merry Swissmas.
Yeah, first one. They're kicking it off with good old Jody.
I want to know really quickly, because you're doing all of the movies, Lifetime and Hallmark for LifetimeUncle.com. Mm-hmm. Has there been one that stuck out to you so far this season from either network as a clear winner so far?
I think far and away, The Ghost of Christmas Always, one with all the ghosts.
If you had said anything else, Patrick, it was just going to derail.
Yeah, I mean, that one was far and above one of the better Christmas movies I've seen in years.
I would agree with that.
And yeah, also I saw some on Hulu that were fun. Definitely low budget, but I kind of went through those and there's some GAC TV ones on there. Don't try to trick me. GAC.
Don't try.
I know. Don't try. I know the people who left Hallmark and went over to that network. I'm not watching their shit.
You know what's you know what's amazing is I'm playing a game this year where it's just like spot Brad Cavoy. Like he's just everywhere. He's producing everything. This Lohan movie that we're reviewing on Monday.
Yeah, following.
He produced it. He's just everywhere. That guy. He's producing Christmas. It's really phenomenal. The Hulu ones that you mentioned, are those new for 2022?
They are new. There's like a batch of them, like five low budget, but enjoyable offerings. Yeah. And they do have one that's like we'll get to it when we do the Santa one, but they have a Santa one that's pretty funny.
Pretty funny.
I will say this. I wish that we were doing a preview show for Falling for Christmas, Lindsay Lohan. We started watching the screener. The lead dude in the movie, his name is Chord.
Oh, wow.
See, I thought it was Chad Overstreet.
That was a weird thing I did I laughed and burped at the same time.
C-H-O-R-D. Chord? Chord Overstreet.
Is it Chord? I thought it was Cord Overstreet.
Is it Cord? Like the, I think to it's play Cord. A Cord?
Yeah. Okay, Cord like makes Cord. More sense.
Yeah.
Like is there a musical family?
And I was like, I just read Chad the first three times, and then I noticed it wasn't Chad. I'm like, this can't be a musical Cord. They named him after a musical Cord?
Yeah, better than Chord.
He was in Glee. He was in Glee. So
okay.
There you go.
It was a prophecy.
Yeah.
A witch came.
I'm going to call him Chord. If that's okay with everybody.
There cannot be a person named Chord that exists. Although if there was one, it would be Chord.
It would be Chord.
That guy is a Chord. Yeah. That's for sure. What's he doing with his hair? Is that highlights? I don't know enough about hair.
Yeah.
I
cannot wait for this movie. I can't wait to hear what you guys think of this movie.
Well, we can't talk about it because there's an embargo right now.
That's
we're
right.
We're very big boy critics, and we got a screener, and we're respecting the
actually,
process.
The embargo, by the time this releases, we actually are in the clear.
Yeah. It's a bad movie.
Yes. But, you know, save it for the episode, but I'm just saying, like, I'm glad you guys are doing it. I'm here for all the press. Lindsay Lohan's out there doing all the press. And
the Lohana songs.
I did. YouTube gets me on a regular basis. I love the like random videos that people do now on press junkets where it's like, here are 10 things I can't live without with GQ. And here's me looking at old movies I was in and telling you thoughts about it. So I watched like three Lindsay Lohan videos that I've never cared about Lindsay Lohan, but I am excited that she's doing well and like is back out there. And she seems delightful as a person, which does. Is wonderful.
You know, she's over that. She's over that, like, trying to be cool thing, mm-hmm. you know? Like, once you get into your 30s, you're like, who cares about being cool? That's so annoying.
Well, the good news is she always has Herbie Fully Loaded in her back pocket.
That's right.
Like, if anybody's like, is Lindsay Lohan cool? She can be like, Herbie.
Herbie Fully Loaded.
I know the talking car.
Yeah.
Does he talk? Herbie, or does it just
beep beep? It's beep, a beep. Sound.
It's I guess yeah.
communicates.
Communicates. Yes.
Talks. I don't know.
Let's talk about Merry Swissmas, the first
Let's
Lifetime movie
it.
Of the year. Patrick, I'll let you take it away, and then I'll chime in with my funny business.
Oh, yeah. So we have our first Lifetime Christmas movie of 2022, Merry Swissmas. They took Christ and took him out of the holiday and put Swiss.
So, unbelievable. Somebody call Kirk right now.
Right.
I told my 4-year-old that I was watching a movie called Merry Swissmas, and he said, like Merry Christmas. And I said, yes. Exactly like
you
that.
You got it.
So he gets it. Lifetime, your 4-year-olds, they get it. They get what you're going for here. So
they get it.
Mission accomplished.
It stars Jodie Sweetin,
yeah.
Tim Rosin, David Pinard, Jane Wheeler. Why did I write so many people on this? Michaela Lilly Davies. So those are the people.
What's interesting about these people, Patrick, is we've already seen a Jodie movie this year on Hallmark Channel, Cozy Christmas Inn. And that was a movie that took place in Garland, a movie that Candace Cameron, who she knows obviously from Full House and Fuller mm-hmm. House, she had been opposite of that guy, obviously.
Yeah.
And she's also been opposite of the guy in this movie. So Jodie and Candace, they're just kind of hanging out with the same guys.
Planned? Do you think that that's
No, I don't think it's planned.
There's no way.
No.
I think maybe Jodie called Candace Cameron Bure and was like, what you say, Candace Cameron Bure, about your leading men? Who should I work with? And Candace Cameron Bure was like, these guys.
Okay.
These guys.
Will make you look good. They'll make you look like you're an Emmy winning actress.
This is the, this is the Christmas Town guy. This is the Christmas Town guy.
Yeah, I remember.
You know Christmas Town guy.
I know him.
Okay, great. So we, and I just saw that other Jodie Sweet movie and I don't remember anything about it. So,
that's Garland for you,
you know? So in this movie, Jodie Sweetin, who we'll only refer to as Jodie Sweetin, not her character, she is an architect like Mr. Brady from the Brady Bunch, except she is spending Christmas in Switzerland, not Hawaii. Okay.
Got it.
We got it.
Were there people out there that didn't know what an architect was
they heard you talk about the Brady Bunch in Hawaii?
Right. Yes. Got it. Brady Bunch in Hawaii, you know, a whole thing. Her mom's name is Carol, not Carol Brady.
Okay.
Just want to clear that up.
Yeah.
In case we're thinking this is a Brady Bunch movie, it's not. Okay.
I had zero Brady Bunch questions coming into this discussion. Now I have more. So yeah. I don't think you've accomplished what you've set out for here, but you do you.
I just always think it can come back to the Brady Bunch, and why not? You know,
let's go. The amount of people that went into this movie thinking it was a Brady Bunch movie is none.
Yeah.
But we want to make sure that we have that covered. So thank you, Patrick.
Yeah. I mean, I think Eve Plum is coming up in a Christmas movie somewhere this season. So I'm just ready for Brady Bunch. I love the Brady Bunch. Let's just put that out there.
Okay? Patrick loves the Brady Bunch, everybody. Back off.
The movie is not the show. The movie is not the show.
Okay. Wow. All right. Great.
Yeah. Okay. So Carol bought this inn in Switzerland on impulse after the father died. Like, so it was like kind of impulsive. Right?
What are some things that you would do as an impulse after your significant other died? Because buying an inn in Switzerland is like not even on my radar.
I go straight for the seafoam green Christmas trees. That's what I
typically. Yes.
Go to splurge.
So this is a grief purchase.
An impulse grief purchase of an inn in Switzerland.
And right. Carol, not Brady, has like the whole family in on this inn. So there's her son, Noah, who him and his wife and kid are there helping run things, but they seem very like not excited about it or like this is what my life has come to type of vibes. And then Jodie Sweetin shows up and she's like, I'm here. And they're just going to do like last minute touches to the inn to open for Christmas.
Yep.
And of course, we have our meet cute where Jodie runs into the guy on a ladder, like someone's on a ladder and a box falls on her and the hunk saves her from the box.
Is this similar to any Brady Bunch episode?
You know, when they like throw the football inside and they knock over the horse.
The one episode
Yeah, it's just like that. But the hunk's name is Liam and he's a hotel manager. And Jodie Sweetin mentions like, oh, you're a lot younger than I thought you would be because I don't know. I guess, you know, he's like 40 and he's like, oh, well, yeah, a lot of people tell me that all the time, but I don't really have like experience like doing other things in hotel managing. So maybe you could help me like put on this opening of the inn. And she's like, okay, great. You know?
Yeah. I also a benefit was he's not Swiss
at all.
Oh,
is
no.
Anyone in this movie Swiss?
No,
no.
I think like
very Swissman.
I think like heritagely. Yes.
Heritagely.
Yeah.
You stand by that one?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Liam is of Swiss, lineage.
Yeah, heritagely.
Heritagely speaking.
Heritagely speaking, he's Swiss.
He's probably related to the Swiss Miss girl who looks a lot like Cindy Brady.
Oh, wow. We brought it back full circle, heritagely.
I always thought that she was, but.
Yeah.
So we get to kind of the drama of everything. Carol invites
Brady?
Her best friend. Not Brady.
He already explained that, Brandon.
I'm sorry.
Not Carol Brady.
I'm sorry. That's on me.
You got excited. Carol invites her best friend, Nadine. They've been friends since childhood. And Nadine's daughter, Beth, also comes for the grand opening of the inn, right? And Jody Sweetin is like inexplicably angry about this. Yes. Like seething mad. And you're like, what's going on? Why is she so mad about this? And Carol's like, oh, don't worry. Jesse's not going to be there. That's Jody Sweetin's ex-boyfriend. She was worried that the boyfriend was going to come. And the movie could have done a lot better job like setting this up for some type of tension, but it just like dropped in exposition. But basically, Dan, here's what you need to know. Beth was Jody Sweetin's BFF. Then when Jody Sweetin broke up with Jesse, the BFF stole the boyfriend.
Yep, you got it.
I got it.
Which so that you broke just, up their friendship.
You just don't do it. You don't do it.
Don't do it.
We all know that.
I mean, yeah, it's a clear, like, you're not my friend anymore, in my opinion. And I put out a poll on Instagram about this because I was like, I need to know what the masses think. I can't be the only one that's like, Jody Sweetin's totally right in this situation. Jody Sweetin is right to cut off her friend who is dating her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. What did the poll say?
Agree. Okay. Everyone agrees. Don't forgive her.
It's a tough spot.
What do you mean it's a tough spot?
Like, it? How could you do that to
Her? I think you at the very least, you have to have a conversation, right? You have to say, hey, how would this make you feel? And if they don't, if they're not willing to have that conversation with you, you're dead.
Yeah, it's you're dead? Well, I was really on board, but you're dead. No, you to can't me. Kill it. You can't, okay, dead to you. Yeah, let's make sure we clear that up right now.
Yeah.
I brought a clip since we can do clips now, since, you know, we're on the Lifetime proper show, where I have my phone and I can hold it up. So I brought a clip.
We
today
couldn't do that during the preview shows.
No, not allowed.
Got it.
Lifetime proper show. We can though. If this is a Brady Bunch clip, Patrick, we are done. We're done for the day.
We're going to keep on dancing all through the night. No, it's not. But man, if you ever want to do a live, for the Double Deckers, like us watching the Brady Bunch movie from the 90s, I'm in.
It's called Take It to the Tape. We do that around here. I'm serious. We should fly you in for a Take It to the Tape.
It's a very expensive Take It to the Tape, but
we'll watch Brady Bunch 1 and 2.
I have not seen a single one of
them. A very Brady sequel.
They're so good.
What about a very, very Brady Christmas?
Oh, yeah, that is one. Yeah, I've seen it.
Great.
Okay, moving on. Okay, I was setting up a clip. Okay, here we go. Okay, so basically what's happening in the clip is Jody is talking to Liam, and she's telling him what happened.
Everything okay?
Not really. And Beth and I used to be best friends. I mean, since we were born, basically. But now, the guy she lives with, Jesse, it's my ex-boyfriend.
And
Jesse was my first love. He broke my heart. And then, like, 6 months later, they were dating.
Are you still in love with this Jesse guy?
No, definitely not. I mean, that was ages ago.
So what's the problem?
The problem is that you don't date and steal your best friend's ex-boyfriend.
And you don't think that you can forgive her?
I want to. No, I really do. We had so much fun last night. You know, I miss her.
So you're scared to get close again?
Yeah. That's stupid.
Of course not. No, it's natural. It's just, you know, it's too bad. The whole friendship, all that history, down the drain because of a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to play his part because, like, what the heck, man? Like, you're not listening to Jodie Sweetin. All this because of a guy? No, it's because the friend did all that stuff to her.
That's right.
I love that he was totally like blown away at the concept that this could ruin a friendship.
He does the
woof.
Hey, are they?
So what's the problem?
Are they?
What did you hear the problem? What do you mean? What's the problem? I just told you the problem.
Yeah.
Are they in an aviary? Why are there so many birds chirping?
They are outside in Switzerland, and you know what they say about Switzerland and birds.
We can't say it on this
heritage
show.
Heritagely speaking, we don't want to go any further.
I got to be honest with you. Listening to the movie instead of watching it, different experience.
Hey, that's why I do this, because, you know, we watch these movies so you don't have to. And you really need to hear that Jodie Sweetin's giving her all. And Tim Rosen is giving the bare minimum, right?
That checks out. It worked for him. He was in Schitt's Creek, and it worked for him as Mutt. That's like his whole thing, is giving the bare minimum. But in Hallmark movies, he's still kind of doing that, at least the one I've seen him in.
Woof.
So why don't you forgive her?
What's the problem?
What's the deal?
I don't really see the problem.
All
right. Exactly. He's there for the paycheck. He's just doing the bare minimum, reading the lines.
Well, thank you for playing that.
Yes. Okay. But basically, we're all in agreement that Jodie Sweetin's totally fine to be done with Beth, and that's totally her prerogative. So,
but also, if she wants to be friends again, that's fine too. It's just like, guy, back off, like. It is a deal, okay? Don't try to minimize.
Feel her feelings. Yeah. Exactly.
Don't try to minimize what happened there, fella.
So next they go to a Christmas market, and Jodie Sweetin has a line where she's like, it's like the one they have in Chicago, right? The Kris Kringle market. And I'm like, hey, I know where that is. That's at Wrigley Field, and it's like very not like Switzerland in my brain. And then they show.
I actually think that Wrigley feels exactly like Switzerland. Come on, I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you from, Chicago? Give me a break.
Right. But you guys, they show the Christmas market, and it is exactly like Wrigley Field. I swear to you, that is exactly what it looks like. Minus like strollers, like there's strollers everywhere in Wrigley when they do this. So I think they have like these little like huts, you know? So they're drinking the hot wine. We do that in Chicago. Everyone's bundled like it's really cold. Like Jodie Sweetin, I had to look up like if she was pregnant during this movie, because I'm like, why is she wearing such a puffy coat? I'm like, no, she's just dressed appropriately for the weather.
Man, that's new for these movies. Yeah. She's dressed up like it's actually cold.
It did look cold. Man. It did look cold.
That's got to help some.
The breath we're seeing is real breath. It's not CGI. You know, Lifetime doesn't have the budget for CGI breath.
Oh, come on.
I saw CGI breath live.
Yeah. Wouldn't recommend it.
So it's like they start going through all the Swiss traditions. We get that part of the movie where like they're like, oh, this is I'm going to try to read these things that I said. Maybe that's later. But yeah,
there's another market. You're thinking about the other market. Yes.
We'll get there. But just know, Dan, that we're getting all the like Swiss traditions. Like there's like
Swiss
here.
People. There's we don't have any of those around.
No. Okay. There's candles. There's other stuff. There's Santa, their version of Santa. And then like kind of like Krampus, who like chases children around. It's all above board, I think, but that is what's kind of going on at this festival.
Huh.
Krampus
chasing kids around. Got it. No.
Yes. Just kind of skimming through my notes. So Beth and Jodie Sweetin have like a little talk about their relationship, and you know, they're trying to come to terms with what happened, and it seems to be going okay. You know, like they're not. It's not like Housewives where they're like yelling at each other and like flipping the table. It's like a civil conversation where they're being like respectful. And Jodie Sweetin continues to hang out with Liam. They're like under the guise of like, we're prepping for the party. So they're like shopping for things and going through the town. And he like introduces her to his son, whose name is Kelby. Kelby is just like a little like child actor type of kid. And he seems to really like Jodie Sweetin a lot.
Yeah. Big fan of Jodie.
Big Jodie fan. Who wouldn't be?
Kelby. Little Kel.
Yeah. And, you know, just when things are going, starting to go well between Beth and Jodie Sweetin, Jesse, the ex-boyfriend, shows up. Yeah. And he's like, what's the big deal? Like, you know, I'm dating your friend. Who cares?
Also, we're engaged to be married, which he just drops that bomb and then walks away.
See you, suckers.
He really does. He's like, and Jodie Sweetin's just like, they're like, what? You're engaged? Like, come on, man. And just a side note about this actor. He's like so basic, like not worth like fighting over with your best friend, you know?
I'm sorry, but he's so basic.
Yeah.
So basic. I'm like, this guy is, I mean, he's cute, but he's not like that cute.
He's not worth like throwing away a friendship for.
No.
What's the tier? What number, like what number of not basicness do you have to be?
It's
to
a, throw is this away like a hot it? Basic scale where at some point you're so hot that the basic is okay? Is that what we're doing here?
No, no. It's like, what's this? What I think, what's the hot level to like betray your friend?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
What do you got?
You know, I would say in, a nine.
Okay.
A 9,
that's
10.
Pretty high.
Yeah. 9, 10.
Like it's gotta be like, it's gotta be
9,
like
10. Yeah, upper.
It's got to be like a model or like someone from like Bachelor in Paradise or something, you know?
Got it. All right. Like so a, you hear that, everybody?
Or someone who from appeared Bachelor in the Paradise. Television program Bachelors in Paradise.
Yeah.
That's yes, the only yes. two. That's it.
Yeah.
The only two. Our next clip is coming because this was wild. This might be my clip of the week. I'm doing a clip of the week.
We got a clip of the week, everybody.
On my Instagram. I'm going to play this. Dan, and then I want your thoughts, not only about the singing, but about who's singing. Okay. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
And play the clip. Okay. Here we go. We got the solo coming up.
Oh my gosh.
So tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Yay!
Oh my gosh, that was brutal.
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh no.
The adult singing is Jodie Sweetin.
Yeah,
she a little pitchy, dog, and that's okay. Cause I'm also a little pitchy. It's no big deal.
I thought she did a swell job. Are you okay, Pat? What's going on, buddy?
Are you doing
the hokey pokey?
Cat crashing around you? Are you all right?
There's like an alarm going off somewhere in my office, and I don't know what it is. You guys can't hear that, can you?
Oh,
we
no.
Heard one beep, but no, can't
that
hear
might, is, it could be the bomb.
No,
what?
It's definitely my iPad. It's definitely my iPad.
Oh, yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
can't hear it.
It's probably the iPad.
Okay.
Definitely not the bomb.
This is like that bomb episode of Brady Bunch. Yeah, the kid in there singing is atrocious.
Now, I want to ask a question because I actually think that this is as good of a argument. I do hear it now. As good,
you guys talk, and I'm gonna go like try to find this. Okay.
It's as good as an argument Spanish.
As an argument. This is as good as an argument.
So the conversation
Man,
of the conversation about whether or not it's okay to date your best friend's significant other.
Yeah,
we're all in agreement here. So, but Kelby used to sing on Christmas Eve with his mom. That was like their tradition.
That was their thing.
Mom's dead now, obviously. And earlier in the movie, our guy, main boy, is talking to Jodie Sweetin and is like tells her this and like how you know, he misses his wife, blah blah blah. And she's like, have you considered having Kelby sing? And he's like, no, I don't want to force it, blah blah blah. Well, Jodie like takes it upon herself to get the kid to sing on Christmas Eve. And so the kid's singing and the dad is like smiling, but also seems uncomfortable. And afterwards he gets mad at Jodie and is like, I can't believe you would do that without like asking me first. Is that okay? Patrick, what did you think? Did you think that he was out of line there, or do you think he was in line?
So I would say, like, whoa, when did Captain Von Trapp come into this movie? Because we don't like singing. Like, what the heck? But I think he's worried about Kelby getting too close to Jodie Sweetin because she's got to go back to be an architect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dan?
You know?
Yeah, I have a problem if the kid, like, this is something the kid has to initiate. If it's something he did every year with his mom, unless he goes to her and says, hey, will you sing with me? Then I have an issue with it. Okay. Because, I mean, that's a pretty sacred thing for a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like it when I don't think that somebody else should. It felt icky to me. So for once I was actually like, okay, I actually don't hate this misunderstanding because I could actually see myself being pretty annoyed. Like, I just shared with you that there was a special thing that I don't like. I would love for it to happen, but I want it to happen organically. She then goes up to Kelby and is like, hey, you ever thought about singing? And so it's just, I don't know. It made me feel icky, which I didn't like. So I actually was okay with him getting upset about this.
Yeah.
It was definitely an interesting version of like the thing that breaks up the couple, you know?
Right, right. It's just the fact that it was like the kid, like, I don't know, you know, I don't know. You know.
Yeah. And again, it's like the feelings are valid. Like this is bringing up a lot of stuff for this Tim Rosett guy. So I think that it's it's fair for him to say that. Maybe his approach wasn't the best.
Yeah.
Which he apologizes for later. He's like, sorry, I got so angry, but like, it's been me and my son for so long. And like, I don't want him to get attached to you and then you leave.
Fair.
And she's like, okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. I'm sorry for, you know, overstepping, and I'm sorry for my like very prominent bravado. And Jodie Sweetin thinks about it. She decides that she wants to stay in Switzerland.
Yep.
And help her mom at the inn.
Yep.
And she talks to Liam and she gives him like the whole movie, there's like this thing about Jodie Sweetin not liking the model, the architect model thing. And it's like the house. Like, so she makes the house their house. So Kelby can like have the home and have like his mother there or something. And so they make up, and then the kid's like, I have something for you for Christmas, Jodie Sweetin. And we unveil, there's this tradition in Switzerland where every store has like a window display. So we see a very intricately cut out window display that this kid supposedly made of like him with Jodie Sweetin and the dad, and they're all holding hands as like a little family.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be the heart touching moment.
Oh, thank goodness. We got that.
So she's going to move to Switzerland
for this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And her family and all that. And I guess you can architect anywhere. Right.
But she like the thing that I don't really feel like they did a great job. Like she travels a good bit for architecting. So like
for architecting. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. For, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. heritagely speaking. And so I don't know. They didn't really have a conversation about the amount of travel that she's going to do. Like, just because she's going to be based in Switzerland, like, that's still going to be an uphill battle, right? Yeah,
still a good deal of travel from Switzerland.
Like, she's literally, like, tomorrow is going to have to go on a trip to to do a thing. Where is it? Like, in Argentina or something?
It's a long flight.
There was an Argentinian
After Christmas, she has to go to Argentina to do an architect thing.
We get a little kiss, and the thing about the kisses in Lifetime movies is that you think they'd be really sexy and like slutty, but they're not. They're always very clunky. This one was like slow motion kiss. Like the actors like did a peck and the Lifetime was like, oh, that's not hot enough. So they slowed it down.
Wow.
Which was interesting. And then everyone goes sledding and that's the end of the movie. Merry Christmas.
Everyone goes
sledding. I just always feel like Lifetime Christmas movies are so like just the opposite of everything else the network does the rest of the year. Like,
exactly.
I feel like there's a lane for them to like be a little bit like more like, I don't know, like raunchier than Hallmark is, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because they are the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this, we'll get into it, but like the whole thing with this movie is that the fighting could have been so much more cattier. Like the fiance could have been so much more rude. Like there's so many opportunities to like add drama where Lifetime like does not do that because they're trying to like do what Hallmark's doing, but
And they're like picking out of the same movies, like the same well of movies. They're all picking from the same ones.
Like just ultimately. Aside from like the F words, like what's stopping Lifetime from making Love Hard or like Holiday Date? Like they could make those movies and would probably be more successful with them.
Oh yeah. Well, and they used to do that type of stuff.
You all right, buddy?
I'm getting very emotional about that.
Yeah. You get choked up whenever you talk about R-rated.
Also
Lifetime.
She did ultimately make up with her best friend.
Of course she did. Why
of
not?
Course.
Yeah.
So on the show, we either pour it up or put a cork in it. We'll start with Dan, since you haven't seen the movie. Based on our description, what are you going to do?
Yeah, not a lot of energy here. I like for the movie. Plenty of energy from you two. You're wonderful. I'm going to have to put a cork in it. The idea of filming actually in Switzerland and it being actually cold is the best thing I heard.
I don't think we know that they actually shot it in Switzerland.
Wow.
It's just cold.
It's cold. Well, whatever the case may be, it's a put a cork in it for me. It sounds like everyone was there to be boring. And so for that, from that standpoint, I do like Jodie Sweetin. I think she has a very bubbly, fun personality and tends to know the note to play in these movies and does it well. But based upon what I've heard, Brady Bunch references aside, it's a put a cork in it for me.
Okay. I'm going to put a cork in this one. Unfortunately, it was just kind of there. I did not dislike my time, in Switzerland, but I also didn't like have a lot of fun. It's very run of the mill standard. I do really like Jodie Sweetin. Like I think she's one of those people that when she's in a movie, it just is elevated just because of who she is and her personality that comes across in the movies. But overall, everybody, like all of the guys in this movie, I thought were like just post nap. Like when they were like in every scene, it was just, they had just woken up from a nap. Her brother, like, was one of the most boring humans I've ever seen in my life. Like every guy in this movie is an absolute snoozer. Like they're just like barely alive. So that makes it tough. But the cold, Jodie Sweetin, and you know, overall Christmas vibes like that, but everything else was just kind of blah. And so for that reason, I unfortunately am going to put a cork in it. And I don't like that.
0-2.
It's okay. I mean, this is the kickoff for the holiday season, right? This is Lifetime's like, here's what we have to start this off. Hallmark, I feel like, came out of the gate with like three strong movies their premiere weekend that were like, you know, getting you in the Christmas spirit. And this, if this is what Lifetime has the best that they have to offer, I'm a little worried for the rest of the season, you know? So I'm obviously putting a cork in this. Jodie Sweetin, whatever. I don't care about her, really.
I don't care.
Come on our show, Jodie. We love you.
Jodie, like, yeah, you're probably great. But, you know, like, she's the big star that Lifetime has to like kick things off. And I'm like, she's fine. But yeah, the movie didn't really go anywhere and it's like obviously going to be forgettable. But after I record this podcast, I will never think of this movie again.
Give me Cozy Christmas Inn over this one.
Yeah.
Well, right. I didn't remember anything about Cozy Christmas Inn. And I thought that was a better movie. There you have it. So, you know, I couldn't tell you anything that happened in that movie. And I know I liked it better.
There you go. There you go.
That pretty much says it all.
Well, there you go. We're going to be back next Saturday with another one.
Hoping for better results.
So this weekend, be sure to watch DVR on your Philo, Reindeer Games Homecoming.
Oh, that's boy.
Airing Saturday, November 12th. If you watched Swiss Miss on the Lifetime, you likely saw a very ginormous, large preview for this movie in the corner of your screen. That should get you excited. That should get you excited for sure. But that's Sarah Drew.
How could you not be excited? Sarah Drew?
Sarah Drew.
Christmas in Vienna, Sarah Drew.
Yeah, Sarah right? Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's going places, guys.
She's going places.
Yeah, I think she's Lifetime's new kick off the season.
Wow.
Like next year they're going to be like Sarah Drew kicking off the season.
Because
she writes these movies too. So
come on.
She's like, "Oh, I'm doing this. I'm locked into Christmas now."
I think that this one's going to be like a very fun one, which I'm really excited. Like I like the, you know, a little zany, a little silly. Like that's my vibe. So that's what I'm hoping for going to this one.
I love it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know, Sarah Drew coming from Grey's Anatomy, got fired, and she was really upset. She's like, "What am I going to do next?"
Why'd she get fired?
Oh, because she was annoying.
Okay.
She was annoying on that show.
That's an objective fact. She was unequivocally annoying on the show.
I would say yes.
Wow.
Everyone thought that Sarah Drew's character was annoying.
The network exec called her in and said, "Sorry, you're annoying.
That's right. See ya.
Take your stuff and leave."
Wow.
Right. But she's not annoying.
She's not annoying. Your character's annoying. Is that on the writers? Maybe. But
maybe.
What can you do?
Ask Katherine Heigl.
I will do that. We did it, everybody. Congratulations. We'll be back next weekend with another one. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. And until then, maybe the first to wish you a Merry Christmas. You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off. Whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.